Good morning, it's 7:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jessie King. At Wimbledon yesterday, Simona Halep ended Coco Gauff's thrilling run 6-3, 6-3, and top-ranked Ash Barty's tournament is over, following a 3-6, 6-2, 6-3 loss to Alison Risk. The loss ends a 15-match winning streak for Barty, who was coming off titles at the French Open and Birmingham and was playing her first tournament as number one. Next up for Risk is the 11th-seeded Serena Williams, who eased into the Wimbledon quarterfinals for the 14th time by beating Carla Suarez Navarro 6-2, 6-2. On the men's side, Novak Djokovic entered the Wimbledon quarterfinals after beating Hugo Humbert 6-3, 6-2, 6-2. Number two Roger Federer lost just 5 games and needed only 74 minutes to oust 17th-seeded Matteo Berrettini 6-1, 6-2, 6-2. And third seed Rafael Nadal reached his 39th career Grand Slam quarterfinal by beating João Sousa 6-2, 6-2, 6-2. In Major League Baseball yesterday, Mets first baseman Pete Alonso became $1 million richer after beating Blue Jays slugger Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the final of the Home Run Derby. And the All-Star Game takes place in Cleveland tonight at 7:30 p.m. Justin Verlander will start the game for the American League for the second time, and lefty Hyunjin Ryu will make his first start for the National League. I'm Jessie King.